Hello, Roy. My name is Judith, and you left a note on my car about dinging my car, and I really appreciate the fact that you did that. So my cell phone is the one that I'm calling on, and it's 734, and if you would call me, I would appreciate that. And thank you very much for leaving me the note. Bye. Hello?
Hi, Judith.
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I left that note on your car.
Oh, you're the young man. Oh, thank you so much, Roy. Yeah. I did call you. Yes, of course. Yes, you have my phone.
That was me. Yep.
That was you. You're so sweet.
Thank you so much. Sure am.
But I have to say, I don't know where you dinged me.
I don't know if, I don't know if ding's the right word. It was your lug nuts. Because I was putting your tire back on.
Oh, my lug. You were doing what?
I was putting your tire back on, and my tire iron, it's, I think your lug nuts are metric, you know, and my tire iron's not, so it kind of stripped the lug.
Why were you doing this?
Well, I didn't want to leave your tire off the car.
Why was my tire off the car?
I was, my friend, we were walking by, my friend bet me that I couldn't change your tire within 5 minutes. You know, take it off.
You're kidding.
No.
You're kidding.
And I won $20.
This is the strangest story I have ever heard. I have never heard a story like this.
Really? Wow.
Why would your friend want to give that kind of a dare?
We were really drunk and we were just walking by and he's like, you couldn't change that tire in 5 minutes. I'm just like, oh yeah.
And you just happened to have a lug? You just happened to have a lug?
Well, my car was parked next to you, but I did have to get in your car and get the jack out.
You're putting me on.
No, because my jack wouldn't work with your car. It's completely different. It just wouldn't work. It would have, like, pulled
How'd you get in my car?
I used a Slim Jim. It's a tool that, you know.
All right. This is a joke, right?
No, ma'am. I was just... I don't know. I just... When I did the tire iron thing, it's totally stripped the lug nuts. You'll see if you look. It's on the back.
So what do I have to do to do that?
I think it's
get me new lug nuts?
No, I think it's just stuck on there forever. I don't think it's ever going to come off again. So
I won't worry about it.
Yeah, just try not to get.
So how old are you and your friend? How old are you and your friend?
I'm 42, and he's 38.
So you're both infants.
We're not infants. What the fuck?
I'm 77.
Oh, my God. You're so old.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, try to never get a flat tire ever again, because if you do, it's just going to be stuck on there.
So which tire is it?
It's the back driver's side tire.
The back driver's side tire.
Yeah, you might want to just sell your car and get a new one to be safe.
I doubt it.
What do you mean
I'll just take it to I'll take it to the tire place and I'll have them fix it and I'll send you the bill.
Oh, no. Well, okay, yeah, that'd be fine, I guess. But maybe your tire iron would work.
Maybe. Well, I'm still not going to do it. I'm 77 years old.
Oh, you can do it. I have faith in you.
I don't think I want to work. I don't think I want to do that. But I think it's a very strange story that you're telling
me. Well, I did win $20, so I can't afford a new lug nut if that's what you have to do.
Okay. I will let you know.
Okay, so you're going to take it to a garage then?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Take it to tire place right on Washington.
Okay. Well, you probably shouldn't do that because I'm just kidding. I didn't touch your tire.
I had a feeling this is a story.
You no?
What did you touch?
Well, no, I didn't touch anything. A listener of ours just left the note. I'm with the radio station, the Wacky Morning Show, the Skippy and Dippy Show, and you've been butt slammed.